On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Come Monday, it'll be alright.
Rainy days, Mondays always can be better.
Whatever.
Tell me why
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why
I don't like Mondays.
It's just another manic Monday.
Monday, Monday. So good to me.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Victoria, 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 Victoria.
It's Monday and that means Tori visits. She's an optometrist. I get this wrong. What are you?
I'm a humorist. Always.
You're a humorist,
first
and actress,
foremost.
Actress.
Oracle.
Oracle.
FDIC insured. High priestess. I don't know.
That's enough.
That's enough. That's enough.
Way
too much.
That's enough.
Just, I'm a humorist. I'm funny.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah. I get everybody laughing, right, whether they want to or not.
Hey, it's a Monday.
Again.
Yeah. Good to see you.
Good to see you. How do you like all the snow?
Hey everybody, this is Jim Clambaker with your New England Broadcasting Weather Outlook. You know, weather watchers, there are two phrases you never want to hear. That's not a rash, and there's more snow on the way. And while I may not know what to do about those red spots on your hiney, it looks like Mother Nature's prescription involves shoving several more inches of snow right on up there. Sure, you've already got a couple of feet of packed powder pouring out of every available orifice, and the snowbanks on your driveway would take out the Titanic, but break out the lube and pucker up, Buttercup, because here it comes again. Why we haven't all jammed ourselves into a fleet of RVs and bolted for warmer climates and left this godforsaken frozen tundra to fend for itself is beyond me. Oh, wait, that's right, they keep canceling flights. I should be in Bangkok right now having my houseboy freshen up my cocktail and repack my bong, but no, I'm sitting here staring at weather patterns for hours on end, and believe me, at this stage of the game, what they seem to be spelling out is about one letter away from telling me to go on a freaking killing spree. Be a meteorologist in New England, they said. It'll be fun, they said. Well, they'll be the first to go when James Emerson Clambaker III has had enough.
Yeah, for those of you that may not live in the area,
on the planet Earth,
we're in the Boston area, and we had a little snowstorm on
Monday,
and again on Monday.
Today.
Yeah, today, this morning. Yeah, so it's been crazy.
5 inches. Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah. Yeah. Trump is continuing to say that.
Really? I don't listen to him. Tell me what he said.
I will. I was about to.
I don't even listen.
He's poo-pooing climate change, and he makes, when it's cold, he says, "What is this global warming?
I know.
How is this possible?"
Jesus.
Now he's talking about wind, and he's saying that wind power, ridiculous. What if it's not windy outside?
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Please stop.
Yeah. Mm-mm. I don't know. The man is a little nuts. He was at a CPAC meeting, which I think is those people that snore.
He's a Malacca.
Yeah, and so they had a big meeting. As it comes out, they love him there, and he went nuts. He had a mental thing going, and he was talking about everything. He was doing a comedy routine.
Oh my God,
it was absolutely embarrassing.
That I might watch. That I might enjoy. I don't know.
Sick.
I know.
Anyway, here you go. So on the show, we talk about various issues, and we'll play a little game. Would you rather at the end of the program?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's about it. Have a good night.
No, I want to backtrack for a minute. Something we talked about last week, because it happened and the whole week goes by and, you know, things happen, Ron.
Mm.
Remember that dude? I forget his name, but you brought it up. He pretended he got beat up.
Yeah.
Okay. So
Jesse.
Yeah. Okay. Jesse. Whatever. It starts with a J. Mm-hmm. Jesus. So.
No, not Jesus. It's Jesse.
Okay. Well, this guy. Okay. Mm-hmm. All I want to say is, boy who cried wolf. Mm-hmm. He can literally be beat up now by two guys in MAGA hats, mm-hmm. and no one will believe
That's
him.
Very
so
true.
Go for it.
That's very true.
What an idiot! Anything can happen to him. Anything, legitimately, yeah. and he's all done for the rest of yeah. his life. Yeah. So think about that in the future, people. If you want to say something like that happened to you, mm-hmm. it can never happen again. Legitimately.
Apparently, and I don't know if they know this for a fact, but they believe that he did this because on the show that he was on, this Netflix Empire show.
Yeah, which I don't watch.
He went, I don't know who the hell this guy
isn't
is.
Isn't it Steve Buscemi?
Can't even spell his name properly. apparently, he wanted more money. He wanted to raise. So
oh, okay.
he wanted to become important
right.
and
Very
be in
popular.
The news.
His popularity. Yeah. Well, yeah. he made it. He's in the news.
it worked out for him. Hope and he lost his job, so that's
you
cool.
You know, then you have to. Yeah.
He'll never work again, but whatever.
He had to weigh that and yeah. think, well, if anybody finds out,
I seriously don't think Burger King would take him at this point. Unless he wears the crown, then that's stupid.
Yeah, he's not going to do that.
Of course, last week you watched the House of Representatives.
Huh? Are you talking politics again? Are you dragging
I'm
that back
sorry.
In? What is no? What
this
happened? Now I'm curious. Stuff. Is it okay? What happened?
Yeah, so well, Michael Cohen, who was
okay.
he called Trump all the proper names.
Yeah, my boyfriend was even texting me about it at the time. He's like, are you watching this testimony?
It was fantastic.
He doesn't talk that way.
Yeah, it was incredible.
Was it?
Well, he's supposed to be a liar, but he came off being a reform lawyer. So it worked out pretty good. And now the House Investigative Committee is going to be calling in a whole list of people that Cohen mentioned who might have some incredible information.
Oh.
So it's going to be a miniseries is what it is, pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fun.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. I think it is.
Okay.
I want to see this.
You want to see the Lifetime movie eventually?
Well, I do. I do. And I only have to watch the last 5 minutes.
You do.
That's all.
And you know,
yeah.
right now.
When they take the knife away from the guy and
Michael Cohen's revealed under the hood.
That's right. It's not a hard deal.
Can I ask you a question?
Jewish.
We had this quick conversation, this question, and there's something called a third wheel and a fifth wheel, isn't there? Now, which is it? When you're the extra person in a gathering?
Third.
But that's three's a crowd.
Five is a wheel.
Is it the fifth wheel or the third wheel?
I thought it was the third wheel. Boy, I wish there was someone who we could ask.
No, not that person. I want to know from you. I already know from other people.
Is this hello or is it five?
No, get out of here.
Third wheel.
But why is it a third wheel? On a bicycle? On a bicycle, so it's a bicycle. So there's a third wheel.
Yeah, I guess.
But there's four wheels on a car. I thought it was a fifth wheel. You don't be the fifth wheel.
Yeah,
I'm gonna mother effing
They probably
Google
came
this.
Up with this before they had cars, so it was the bicycle. I have no
it
was idea.
The Amish did it.
Most of the Amish always do it. I don't know. Are those the ones that make those little fake fireplace things? Those are the Amish.
That's a pellet stove, right?
No, that's a pellet court.
Oh yeah, yeah.
No, when they have the stove, I thought it was the Amish.
Yeah, they don't have electricity.
Don't
they have to get up with the sun
That's
and go down with
is.
The sun.
That's
what a
the group
drag.
Of people. You can make fun of them. You can tell jokes about them. They never know. They have no idea
Amish.
You're doing it.
I don't want to be Amish or Mormon or anything.
Funny you don't look Amish.
I don't want to follow rules, dude.
Yeah.
It sounds like there's a lot of rules involved in these things.
I don't either. I can't even go to a group anything. I would be a horrible alcoholic because I could not go to the meetings.
I think you'd be a wonderful alcoholic, and you've heard it from me first.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I could not go to meetings. I will not sit in the classroom for anything anymore. So it'd be tough.
It'd be tough. Do you ever go to a buffet, though?
Yeah. Thanks. What does that have to do with this?
Everything. Because when you go to a buffet,
they
have brand new plates, right?
Yes.
So you get the plate, and
Fantastic.
You walk through the line. Isn't it a no-brainer?
Yeah. What's the problem?
Aha, hear me out.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen people go to buffets and bring up their used plate and try to put food back.
Oh, no, you can't.
Do you know why you can't? Tell us why, Ron.
Why you can't bring a used
plate?
Yes. Because there's a germ infection going on.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're supposed to get a brand new
Zika virus.
I know. I'm just trying to educate the people listening that when you go to a buffet, please leave your plate on your stupid table.
Most people do.
Most people.
Yeah.
Not all people. And I want to go when I see someone with a dirty plate up there.
Well, in a way,
that's like putting your whole face in the dip.
No, it's not.
Did you double dip?
No, it's not. Actually, it's kind of safe because it's your plate, and you're not taking your plate and putting it in the food.
No, you're taking the utensil. brand new untouched, sticking it on your plate. As soon as it touches your plate.
I don't, you're not supposed to put the utensil on your plate. What do you do to tap off the extra soft spoon?
Yeah, people do that. That's why it's a new plate.
That's why it's
a new plate.
Yeah, fine.
All right, please. I'm just saying. Yeah, don't do it anymore, everybody.
Okay. God, thanks for being here.
I had to get that out there. I saw it happen. I thought everybody knew.
I think buffets are fantastic. The only kind of restaurant they are. They are for that reason, because you can have a little bit of everything, and that's the way to go.
Oh, and you just pay once?
Yeah. The only thing that I won't do at a restaurant is some of the smaller restaurants, you don't have your own table. They have a table for two usually, and then next to it is like a small space, and then there's another two people practically sitting in your party. Try sitting in your plate.
Yeah.
I mean, the person, the stranger is no more than one ass cheek away from me. And I can't deal with that.
I can hear that conversation.
Absolutely.
I'm not doing that.
I feel like joining in.
This is eat outside. Let's sit on a car.
Well, the tables must be spaced. When I go to a restaurant, it's not necessarily for the food. It's for the enjoyment and the atmosphere and the environment.
Sure.
And if I'm going to be shoved up like a person in a subway car,
I know.
I'm not eating there. I don't care how good the food is. I'll do takeout.
Okay. Yeah. Do they do takeout buffets?
No.
I didn't think so.
No, they don't.
All right. You know what I just saw on the news last night?
What's that? Brand new news. What's that?
So this is current.
Mm-hmm.
This plane crashed. In Florida. Did you see that?
Isn't it?
No, it's a small engine. Only the pilot
died.
Only the pilot died.
Okay, good.
It's just a pilot. It's fine. But the one other person in the plane ended up going through the wall of a house, and they survived.
Oh, I heard about that.
Did you see that? Yes.
Did
you see the video?
No.
Well, guess what? Guess what, Ron? There's video of a person by the person that's house landed on with their phone said, "Oh my God, look at this. Well, now I guess I'll help them." Okay, how are you the hero when you have to take a video of someone through the wall of your house that's still alive to send to the news to say, guess what happened? Shouldn't you help them first and think about videos later?
You know what? No.
Oh, my God. I can't even.
See, I'm going to disagree. I think the video is more important.
Okay.
If something came crashing through my wall, I would need evidence. Because they could clean it up.
Ron, there's a human life at stake. This person is like moaning, saying,
What's another 30 seconds? How long does it take to take a picture?
It's not a picture. It's a video.
Oh. How long did the video go for?
I'm already upset.
It's like a two-hour deal?
Does it matter? No, but I mean.
What's the difference?
You know, 30 seconds? Stop it.
I don't think anybody would believe you.
Listen, I can't believe this person is a, quote, hero when they're videotaping an injured person.
Was the injured person okay?
Eventually. Mm-hmm. But why take that chance? If they died, you couldn't even use the video. They'd be like, why weren't you helping? They died. Why weren't you helping? Well, Am I the only logical person around that can see this?
I think there's a rule. It's like when you throw a piece of food into the garbage, you must remove it within 2 seconds. Otherwise, it's garbage.
No, it's garbage.
I think there's a video of an incident rule. I think 10 seconds of video is enough,
and then you help the person. No. You're thinking of the 3-second rule. If you drop something on the floor, can you eat it?
Right.
This is a human life. It's not garbage. No, I don't like it. Yeah. Either save the person or... There's a video first?
Well, I don't want to be a fifth
It's like
wheel.
A person bleeding to death. Oh, here's a video. But let me go stop their bleeding now. Just wanted to show you there was somebody in my house bleeding to death.
Yeah.
Enough.
That's why they have selfie sticks. That's why you have selfie sticks.
I can't even. I'm done with this conversation. All right, fine. Go on. Next.
Yeah, playing through your living room is something.
If someone says, if you need anything, let me know. You ever go through that?
Yeah.
If you need, like someone dies, you need anything, let me know.
Mm-hmm.
They're not serious.
Well, what you should do is
test
them.
It's something to say. Oh, I should test them.
You should make some ridiculous requests like, yes, my house needs painting. If you could, please. And I haven't mowed my lawn in 2 weeks. Thank you. Do it.
Well, what are these
they
guys?
They made the offer.
What are these guys or
worst
people?
Worst would be help me move.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, man.
You know,
that'd be the worst.
Oh, you moved. I didn't know. I would have helped you. Anything you can say after the fact. It's after the fact. Oh, I would have. Oh, you needed to do. Oh, I would have really totally helped you.
You
needed
a
quart of blood. I would have given you that pint of blood.
I would have had sex with you.
But, you know, again, people say this in time of if you need anything, don't forget just anything you need. They're full of shit.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Well, you seem to be quite involved.
Because I know. Everybody dies, and everybody goes through it, and the same thing.
I mean,
it's something you say.
You brought the subject up. Here's another phrase that I totally don't understand. And I say it because you're supposed to, but I tend not to. I'm sorry. And I'm not apologizing. I'm saying if somebody passes and you say, I'm sorry. I think it's
they say, I'm
to
sorry
a,
for your loss.
Yeah, but I'm not sorry.
It's your fault.
Yeah, I know. I swear.
I'm sorry. I didn't
away.
Mean hit him with the car.
I was away for the weekend.
It's like you caused it. I hit him with the car.
I don't think
sorry
is the right. Is
what do you
the
say
right,
then? My deepest condolences. Isn't
yes,
it?
Yes,
that's, you know,
yes.
That's a safe one.
Yeah. But sorry is like, I don't think it's meant for that.
It's a little pedestrian.
Yeah, it's very pedestrian. It's like when you see a soldier, you know, like, thank you for your service. Yeah, okay. At this point, it's just like, hello.
But
it doesn't really
go
anywhere.
That is almost more meaningful because they're still alive. So thank you for your service. Isn't it?
Thank you for your...
They're still serving. Right? They're in a uniform. You
thank
say,
you
I...
for, thank you for continuing to serve me. And get a new plate.
at the buffet. Always
right,
a new plate.
Buffet.
I want the
right.
military guy with
thank
his plate.
You for not serving me. my significant other went to a restaurant in Dedham, Massachusetts, which is around the corner from New Hampshire.
Right. And it's hard to get there. You get the whole right. auto mile.
Yeah, GBI,
what is it?
Yeah,
what
GBI.
Is going on there?
It's a place called the Bamboo Restaurant. It's a Chinese restaurant. And
you're
they have,
kidding. Really? The Bamboo Restaurant is Chinese?
I had no idea.
It's crazy. I thought it was Mexican. Go on.
Nope, not anymore.
All right.
They have lunch buffets. So she went there with a girlfriend and they had a lunch before they went out for clean plates. And the check came and they gave the server a small tip because all the server did was take away the dirty plates.
They want a tip
and
though.
Bring water.
Right.
That was all they did.
Right.
So logically, most people would say, well, they didn't really perform much here.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to tip them, but like maybe 10% or something. Well, this female waitress,
yeah.
Apparently,
thank you for your service.
got kind of insulted and actually raised her voice to them and said, you don't understand what I do. I'm doing an accent.
Right, very badly,
yeah,
but go on.
Right. But actually started chastising them.
Yeah. Scolding.
Yeah, scolding. Yeah, she was scolding.
A scolder, not a server. A scolder
server. She was a scolder. You don't tip scolders.
Oh, no.
So, that happens. What did she actually do?
That's why people want to tip more, because they're afraid of being embarrassed. It's the only reason they do it in the first place. They don't want to be scolded and like leaving enough money, because otherwise they're given the look and the maybe.
But
you
in
know.
That sense, you certainly don't turn to the server and say thank you for your service. You just don't do it.
Well,
I don't care what they're doing.
Yeah, I have friends that are servers, and they say they work very hard. They don't get a good paycheck.
Right.
They depend on their tips. So, you know, just do it, man.
If you were a server,
if you want to go out to dinner, you can afford to go out to dinner.
Well,
would you
actually work a buffet unless the management said you must work the buffet? I mean, that's a horrible, horrible serving job because all you're doing is removing plates.
I know.
I
can't do it, man. I can't do it.
I know, man.
I'd rather serve alcoholics.
Ah,
it's almost all
I just
I'm saying.
Can't go to those group meetings.
Yeah, I know the meetings are. It's a lifelong thing. You're just an alcoholic forever, aren't you? What a drag!
I don't know.
What a drag!
I haven't been there yet.
Can I be cleared of it? Like deemed, you know, like the Scientology level 11. I'm no more. I'm not an alcoholic anymore. Can I be cleared?
Yeah.
Or do I always
I
have
know.
To wear that title, that little label, and go to all these meetings?
Oh no, I think there's a test.
Okay, because I want to take like a GED. Can
right.
I just take the test and be through?
Right. Like an AAD.
And then I'm on my own. Right.
Yeah.
I'm fine. If I get into trouble, I'll give you a phone call. I have a bunch of drinks. Stop me. Yeah.
Here's a weird thing that happened in Florida.
Oh, really? That's so strange.
Yeah.
Florida?
Yeah.
Okay, go on.
There's a police department in Clutztown. No, it's not.
You're
no,
making that
it,
up.
No, it's Clutztown. K-U-T-Z.
Still weird.
Still weird.
It's like close
to Klutz.
Does Scooby-Doo live there? What is
it's
this?
As close to Klutz as you can get.
Yeah, okay, go on.
This is in Kutztown Borough in Florida.
Yeah.
And they put out notice to all their residents. There are 5,000 people that live in this town.
Mm-hmm. So it's booming.
Yeah. They're testing these new devices that's the breathalyzer to see if you've been drinking or not. So
what? I don't get it. What do you mean? Just randomly knock on your door?
No.
You have to be
driving,
right?
They put out a word and they said to all citizens of Clutztown, we're looking for volunteers to get inebriated. We'll give you the alcohol. You get inebriated. We want to see if our equipment works.
Oh.
And which is an odd
way to
figure
it out. How many volunteers turned up?
1,400.
Oh, my God.
Out of 5,000 people.
Oh, no.
This involved the kids, probably.
Free drink. I did, too.
It's my five-year-olds.
Hey, free drinks are free drinks.
I know. So they put this out like at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a particular day. By 5 o'clock, they said, okay, we have enough people.
They were turning people away.
I think they're only looking like for 5 or 6 people, but 1,400 people.
Oh my God, that's great. That's a good story.
Yeah, I would have certainly made reservations.
You have to.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a question, Ron. I'm breaking it down. Yeah. When someone says, you will never guess who I saw, don't guess. If they say, guess who I saw, there's a chance. That one word, never, is the deal breaker, right? You don't even guess.
I guess so.
You guess. I see what you did there. But listen.
You're right. They're basically telling you don't guess.
If you'll, but people sit there and guess. Barack Obama. Oh, no, 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 wait. Rumpelstiltskin. No. Let me guess again. Wait. It's you're never going to guess.
Well, yes.
Stop guessing.
See, I agree with you. We talked about this for the past couple of weeks. And double negatives, phrases that make no sense whatsoever. People use this as a regular way of communicating, but these phrases are incorrect, and they must be stopped.
So if
because
you
it makes people sound ignorant.
Right.
It's just a form of conversation.
Right. So when someone says, you'll never guess who I saw.
Yes.
Just say who. Just say who. Yeah. Just say who.
As I said last week.
Just say it.
Let's see if we can, let's go over there and see if we can't help. Well, why are you going over there if you can't help? You're going to go over there to see why you can't help?
Right.
You went over there to see if we can help.
See, yeah.
But nobody says it that way.
So guess who I saw means guess.
Yeah.
Make a guess. Your Uncle Joe. Yeah, you guessed it. Never guess. Don't guess.
You know what I'm
saying? Can we just stop all this madness?
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying?
Know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
You know what I mean? I don't know what you mean. If you say that a lot, say that a lot. I don't know either. I don't know. I only have one more thing.
Good.
And that is something. Oh, really? This is a serious thing.
All right.
I'm enough with the funny business.
I didn't think it was funny.
Gee, thanks. Anyway, when people want to hold grudges, okay, and pretend to forgive and act accordingly, like they're not really forgiving, and keep their ego above all else, you know what? It shows more about them than it does about the person they had or have the problem with. Don't you think?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Could you say that again backwards?
No, just you get it. If people want to keep their holding their grudges and not want to forgive, it says more about them than it does about the person that maybe did something and tried to apologize for in the first place. They're going to be just, their ego is like, you know what, you did that and I'm really not going to forgive you. Or if I do, I'm just not going to forget. I'm going to kind of hold it against you and pretend everything's okay, but really it's not. I don't like that.
Well, then don't deal with it.
Yeah, but bygones. What's wrong with you?
No, there are no bygones. Well, look, it depends on the circumstance.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, if you
shot someone. They killed your mother? Sure. Yeah, okay.
Well, I would not forgive that.
Yeah, and that's fine. But stupid crap? Can we get past it? Do people have to apologize 500 times?
It might be stupid to you, to the other person, it might be significant.
Yeah, no, all it is they want to have the control. I control this so-called relationship. I'm not going to, I not will allow you to be in my world again, my orbit. Fine. Good for you. I sleep fine at night, by the way. Do you?
No, actually, I don't.
I know, you have a little insomnia, right?
Well, I get up at like 2 o'clock to pee.
Yeah, you still?
Yeah.
Right. Put on the TV.
Is this going out to the public?
That's up to you, man. You have the control. You can edit stuff out.
Good point. And I will never forgive you for bringing that up. Hey, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, I'm All right. not.
Oh, no. So, no.
Go. Oh, by the way, I for my was my birthday, I believe, a couple of years ago, you got me chocolate chewing gum.
Oh, I love that. I got
just
you that.
Ran out.
No.
Yeah, it took me all that time.
That was 2016.
26 years ago.
I got it for you in the end of 2015.
Right.
No, I brought it for your anniversary. It was It was April of 2016.
Oh.
At your anniversary. Oh, I gave
I don't
it to you.
That well.
Yeah.
That's right. You had a picture of, yeah.
Yeah, I did. I remember things.
Because I was saying, for years, there's no such thing as chocolate chewing gum, and you actually
found
it.
I proved
you
wrong. Yeah. I looked and looked and looked. For years it took me. I kept looking, and then I found it.
You did find it. And then I had remarked that nothing loses its flavor quicker than chocolate chewing gum.
Yeah, it wasn't all that, was it?
No. And that was about all there was. Okay, by now I should have found the music.
No.
But I can't know what we're
You're an overachiever, Ron.
It's a W. It begins with a W. W-H-A.
Would you rather.
Do you see it? Do you see it anywhere? There you go. There you go. Here it is.
Would you rather.
singing. We play this, we've been doing this for a couple of months now. You can play again at home.
Longer than that.
And I think there's actually a board game or a card game mm-hmm. that has these questions on it. I can't imagine anything more boring, but.
This is last fall we've been doing this.
Yeah. So play along at home as
for valuable prizes.
As we,
Chuck Woolery will help you select them from the stage.
Sophie Choice questions. It should be called the Sophie Choice game.
Sometimes I give you a tough one. These shouldn't be that bad.
All right. You go first.
Okay. Here's a good one for you. Ooh, I almost know the answer when I ask you sometimes. Would you rather find your true love or a suitcase with $5 million inside?
Suitcase! Why are you bothering me?
I don't know. Because it's true love, Ron. Love is should be hey, love doesn't cost a thing.
$5 million, you're gonna get a lot of true love.
Yeah, we talked about this. Never mind. I don't want that kind of love.
You can buy a lot of true love.
Forget about it.
No, of course, true love.
Oh, Ron, don't lie now. Please.
It's the
you're
money.
A terrible
it's
liar.
The money. It's the money.
I know.
What are we doing?
Well, do I have to answer it? Or not?
And it's not because of it's because of the society that's been built around us where that is a very important facet. It does change one's life.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Here's your question.
Oh, no.
All right. This is not, I'm just trying to choose a good one for you.
Ron.
One that you can't answer
so
too well.
You're so ill-prepared every week. Jesus. How many times have we done this?
Well, no, I have quite a few of them.
Yeah, but you got to highlight the one you want to say.
I don't want to say any of them.
Oh, my God.
Would you rather be president of the United States? This kills the question to begin with, actually. Would you rather be president of the United States?
In 1812. Go on.
Or a movie star?
yikes. I'll be a movie star. And let me tell you why. Because there's not as much pressure and stress as being, mm-hmm. have that much power mm-hmm. and pressure and a movie star. I'm going to make movies, dude. Yeah, I can do the accents. So
exactly.
I'm doing that.
People, movie stars are beloved by everybody, unless they get political. Mm-hmm. Presidents are hated by at least half the country. In
Good
this
point.
Case, right
yeah,
now,
exactly.
almost all of it. So
it doesn't matter, left or right. They hate Obama. They hate Trump. It doesn't mm-hmm. matter. So mm-hmm. I don't want that kind of stress.
We've said so many times on the show. There was a time when I was growing up back in the 1600s that your parents would say maybe someday you grew up to be president, and a kid would go, oh, that would be something.
But
no more.
But if you're talking about years ago, hundreds of years ago, I would pick president. Because then you're forming the country.
Well, there were no movies.
There were no movies.
Your turn.
I was hoping you wouldn't catch on to that one, but you're too smart.
Yeah, turn.
Would you rather die in 20 years?
Yes.
With
I'm sorry. Is there more?
With no regrets, or die in 50 years with many regrets?
50.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm doing 20.
Yeah.
I'm doing 20. Regrets will weigh on you, dude.
No, not me.
You want to be an old, decrepit, 100-and-something-year-old guy in 50 years?
With regrets.
No, that sounds
But I'll
like
have
a
my
nice.
Health.
No.
I'll be banging babes.
I never said health. I never said
but
that.
I'll be regretting
You'll
it.
You'll be decrepit.
I think I can deal with that. As long as I have my health.
I never mentioned that.
I did.
It's all about regrets.
All right. Would you rather have a family of 12 children or no children at all?
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
I know where I'm going.
Yeah, you already went there. You're asking, no kids.
12 children or no kids?
No kids. I'll have nieces and nephews.
Of course.
I'm not bearing 12 children.
No,
what's wrong with you?
I know.
You wouldn't even survive it.
Some people like this.
Catholics.
Exactly.
They have no choice. It's
exactly.
in the Bible. They have to do it.
Yeah, that's
they
a big
can't
club.
Stop
they have
it.
A big club, too.
They do. You can't do anything about it. Oh, no, another baby.
No, that's
We're running out of names.
No kids.
No kids.
Hey, if this question, would you rather have two kids or none at all? That's still.
I'm doing
that's
two.
That's still.
No, I'm doing two. Doing Jesus, what? I'm having children. I'm not, but not 12. Thank you. Not a baker's dozen. No, thank you. I'll have two kids. I had four.
Yeah.
I'm good with even four.
Tuesday.
I know.
Next.
Here's a weird one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if I like it, but I want to ask one more after this. Mm-hmm. Would you rather be able to control fire or water? Cricket sound. Play the cricket sound right there.
Fire, I guess, is more destructive unless you're in a tsunami.
Yeah. Okay.
By the way, tsunami begins with a T.
There's, yeah, and Django Unchained. The D is
going
silent.
On? What the hell is going on? Since Trump became president, all the words are changing.
Oh, dear.
All right.
I don't know. That's just what they're... I mean, I'm going to control.
Here's your next one.
All right.
Let's say, would you rather be a character in an action-packed thriller or a character in a romantic comedy?
Rom-com. I'm funny. I'm a humorist. Do we have to go over this every week?
I agree with you. I would also rather be in a romantic comedy. I'm not running around. I don't care.
Can you run?
Yeah, I can, but I choose not to.
All right, that's All right. fine.
One more piece.
Okay, this is my... Here's a good one for you, Ron.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather have everyone laugh at your jokes, but not find anyone else's jokes funny? Or have no one laugh at your jokes, but you still find other people's jokes funny?
Well, I'm already living the second part.
I don't think that's true at all.
All right. Well, of course, I'd rather the first.
But then you're not laughing at anything else.
Yeah, it's fine.
You can't find humor in that, really?
But you can find comfort in people laughing at your craft.
Ah.
So
I'm going to go with that answer.
That would be good
enough.
Yeah,
me too. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. I can laugh at my own shit then.
I crack myself up all the time. I have witnesses. I just can because I just say stuff and I'm like, wow, I am hilarious.
You know, I still have dreams. I used to smoke cigarettes.
Oh, I know.
Way back in
I remember
in
what kind. I won't mention it, but I remember.
Yeah. And I stopped a long time ago.
Right.
And I have dreams at night constantly of smoking in the dream.
No way.
Yeah.
Do you think you want to get back to it?
I probably do. I think that once somebody...
Do you think you will go back to it?
Oh, no, I don't.
Oh, okay,
I won't.
Okay.
I would have done it by now.
Right, right.
No, not at all. But in my dreams,
right.
I'm quite satisfied. I'm living my life as a smoker in my dreams, which really works well because I don't think you can get any diseases that way.
No. Speaking of that,
that's really psychosomatic. That'd be interesting.
Wouldn't it?
Wow.
And maybe it could happen because your brain would...
Wow. Imagine if a doctor said, Ron, you have psychosomatic lung cancer.
No, you'd really get the lung cancer.
Oh.
You'd cause it from your thinking.
Yeah, I know.
Like when you get cringe up and say, oh, you just gave me cancer. Because you feel those free radicals
weird.
Running through
weird.
Your body
yeah.
when you have something squeamish and you feel that. If you kept having that every day, you
the
would,
mind is a very
you would in fact get
thing.
Cancer.
Yes.
But I had a personal dream last week and I remembered it. And I was topless. In the dream, you don't know that it's a dream. Sometimes you're like, oh my God, this is really happening. You think.
Yeah.
So I was like, I didn't know what to do. So I kind of tried to, you kind of turn away from people. You're like, I don't know, I'm kind of uncomfortable in this situation. Why didn't I just wake up or throw something on?
Now
I was just kind of like.
Because I've done interviews with
the people
guests
dream they're
about
naked.
Dreams.
Sure. Yeah.
They do. And they,
what does it
and
mean?
They can't do anything about it because they can't find their clothes.
Right. So what does that mean?
You're vulnerable. I would assume you feel vulnerable.
Yeah. But I'd like a lucid dream, which I've had those in the past. Would you control the dream? You know what's happening.
Right.
You're aware you're dreaming and you can do whatever you want. Those are the dreams I love.
Oh, those are fun.
Those are fun.
I when I get up to pee at 2, I actually try to retain the dream as I'm doing this
exercise. So you can go right back to sleep and continue.
And continue it.
Yeah.
Rarely does it work like that. But there is a certain amount of comfort in being able to go back to something that you were just doing.
Exactly. But I'm going to give you the opposite of that.
All right.
You want to go back to the dream.
Yes. I usually do.
But usually do good. But when I don't want to go back, I'm having a nightmare and I'm opening my eyes to stop it. And you have to keep them open long enough because what will happen is I go back to sleep and I pick up with the same nightmare. And then I wake up again and I'm like, come on, don't do it. And the bad nightmare again. That's what I don't like. Yes. Not all the time, but that happens and I hate it. So I really have to keep myself awake.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when the bad dreams I'm talking about are when you're going to die or someone's going to kill a loved one or something's very, very serious.
Yeah.
It's not like Donald Trump is president. I mean, that's bad enough, but it's seriously bad to you right then in that moment.
Wow. That still is seriously bad to me.
It is. I know. That's a bad example. Sorry.
My suggestion?
Yeah.
Get up and pee.
Okay. All right.
It works sometimes.
It does, okay.
I
do get up and go to the bathroom in the middle of the night sometimes.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, once you do that.
I don't continue my dream, though.
It's difficult. It's still, you
but
really have to concentrate.
Yeah, I don't want to concentrate.
If you don't concentrate on getting back to the dream and you don't want to get back to it, you definitely will not.
Then I'm not peeing. If I'm having a good dream, I'm not getting out of bed.
But if you're having a bad dream.
Oh, if I'm having a bad dream. Right.
Don't remember what's going on. Pee.
Right.
And then by the time you get back to bed, you will have pretty much forgotten.
There's the show.
Yeah.
You're welcome, everyone, right?
I know. Thank you for your service.
Was Peng. You know Peng stories today?
Yeah, very frequently the Chinese government has some very interesting trivial stories
foot
about
foot smellers and fungus eaters. Yeah.
Well, that was a couple of it was about a month ago. Mr. Peng,
7 weeks.
Mr. Peng lived in Beijing.
No, he didn't. He lived in a mountaintop.
No, I remember.
Like Shanghai. Or,
that's the difference.
I don't know. Whatever.
It's and he apparently had a foot fetish. And
no, he smelled his socks after work.
Right. Okay.
And there was fungus in there, and he got fungus in his lungs.
Right. And died. Accordingly.
No, he didn't die. He didn't die.
Well, by now. This was a month ago.
It's 7 weeks.
It's probably gone by now.
Stop sniffing, Peng.
Look, if you start sniffing your own socks, you got a foot fetish. I think that's
sock fetish.
Well,
it's a fungus fetish.
Where does a sock go? On the foot.
Usually.
That's it. Yeah.
Womp, womp, womp.
Okay. It's substantiated now. All right. Have yourselves a wonderful day. And
stay out of the snow.
Absolutely. Well, what the hell's going on? And we wish you peace.